Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today we start with the Yankees, who, no matter what now, it's 12 games to go. They're 5 games back in the division. I was always holding out belief that the Yankees would win the division from Toronto, especially with their soft schedule here. And look, the Yankees could go 11-1 in the final 12 and make things interesting. But the math would say the division likely out of reach right now. Also, they don't have the tiebreaker, so it's really 6 games with 12 games to go. The Yankees, no matter what, have made their road to the World Series, which that's the goal, getting back to winning a World Series, far more difficult than it was a year ago.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think when you look at the 162-game season, you know, a lot of people say, that doesn't really matter, get in, just take your chance, it's random, and you know, you have starting pitching, and you have a chance to win, and anything can happen, as we've seen a million times here. But this is a good example of how when you don't do your job to the fullest extent, you complicate the path here, and that's all there is to it. Yanks aren't going to win the division, barring something wacky, as you said. Now, I do think, and I really like this, I think the Yankees very quietly, because we've been uber-focused on the Mets and what's happening with them, I think the Yankees have quietly shown some grit the last month or so. And when you get, whether it's Boston, and we'll go through all the scenarios, obviously, and flush through this here, but when you look at a Fried, Rodon, Heel, Schlitter combination, however you want to put that, that very well might be the order. In terms of starting pitching, and obviously if Judge and Stanton hit some bombs, the Yankees could beat anybody. But there's no doubt that right now, with the prospects of playing a wild card, hopefully in the Bronx and not up in Fenway or out in Houston, you know, you might face a Garrett Crochet in a game one, and that is very, very daunting.
Yeah, and you don't know if it's going to be home, on the road, whatever it may be. But also, already, you said they could beat anybody. Yes, but they're going to have to beat an extra anybody or an extra somebody this year. And for the Yankees, even though the expectations may have been lowered a little bit after losing Soto, they still had a great offseason. Everybody loved the plan B. To me, losing to the Toronto Blue Jays, regardless of where anybody thought the expectation were, that's just not good enough. Especially a team that has punked them. The manager said it. I mean, head-to-head, we know what the Blue Jays did. The managers talked about how bad the Yankees are. The freaking broadcasters, multiple broadcasters have said it. And the Yankees let them get away with winning that division without really, really challenging them. They got it down to 3 games, I think was the closest that they've got in the last month or so. But they didn't even really challenge them. And that just makes a difficult path. And to me, that's not acceptable. Now, it doesn't mean that the Yankees can't beat them in the postseason. As a matter of fact, I would bet that the Yankees would beat them head-to-head in the postseason. I just think the Yankees are better. But they should have been better in the division. The Yankees, the Mets, they're held to the highest of expectations, especially the Yankees. They got to go out there and win the division. So that's already an X against them. Obviously, getting in is the primary goal here. But man, last year you saw what the Yankees could do when they had that bye and then went out there and beat the Royals and beat the Guardians. It is a much, much more difficult path. That is something that really didn't have to happen because the Yankees should have been better than
them. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, there's the Yankee standard and then there's the standard that I think sometimes gets a little twisted. And I'm going to give you the standard that I think the Yankees deserve the benefit of the doubt here, which I think a lot of people have glossed over. Gerrit Cole hasn't thrown a pitch this season, and Luis Gil, who was the reigning rookie of the year last year, missed basically 75% of the season, and he's really just starting to get his act together. If you told, you know, you go through any baseball team that is on the short list to do something meaningful going into a season, you take away a Hall of Famer at the top, still in his prime, and a young flamethrower who's very important to the rotation, not to mention Clark Schmidt, Tommy John. I mean, the Yankees, when they left camp there, or at least the beginning of the, you know, February as they start to prep for the season, that's 60% of the starting rotation that is not pitching, or that did not pitch a chunk of the season. And oh yeah, by the way, you remove Juan Soto with 40 bombs and all the things he did offensively. So I don't agree that the Yankees have had this season where they should get ripped for or less than. Now, it's been frustrating. There's been moments where, particularly starting with that series up in Fenway, I guess that would have been June, I think right around middle of June there, where the Yankees were dissolving and they were imploding on the bases and defensively. And there's been a lot of stories with the Yankees that have been frustrating, mainly Volpe and whatever's happened to him. But I think in totality, I look at the Yankees, I think the Yankees having a very good season. I think the Yankees have a chance to do some damage.
Yeah, well, of course, yeah, they have a chance to do some damage. They got to win the division.
Why?
They're the New York Yankees.
What does that mean?
They should be better than Toronto. The Yankees were not built to finish in the wild card.
You're missing what I'm saying here, Sal. So
injuries happen to everybody. I understand that.
If
you're satisified, then that's fine. Like,
what's that about being satisfied? Yeah. It's about understanding where they are and what's happened to them. The Yankees.
What's
to
their
me,
payroll?
The Yankees, it's less than the Mets.
Well, no, I'm talking about Toronto. We're not talking about the Mets.
I don't know what Toronto's payroll is.
If we want to get into the Mets, we could do
that. I don't know what Toronto's payroll is.
It's not as high as the Yankees.
Understood.
So then why are they the division winners and the Yankees?
Because they played better baseball.
Okay, but that's my point.
No, I don't disagree. Listen, I think Toronto is a good team. I think these are two very different discussions.
You said you thought Toronto was better than the Yankees. I did not. You've said that all along, that Toronto was a better team. You like the way
they thought they were going to win the division.
Yeah. And so to me, that's not acceptable, having anybody within your own division better than the Yankees. And it's just like, well because they're getting in. And I get it. You could get in and do damage. We'll see. They made a very difficult path. For me, I can't sit here and accept just getting into the wild card. It's great that they make the playoffs every single year. I think it's disappointing to lose out to the division of the Blue Jays.
Well, I mean, disappointing is how you frame it. I mean, okay, fantastic. So they're not going to win the division. That's over. And the script will be written when the script is written. I just think it's very important here to understand that what they lost, I think it's an unfair representation. We can sit here and say the Yankees this, the Yankees that, the Yankee lore, the Yankee championships. I have gotten off that train a long time ago, and I just evaluate every Yankee team for who they are and what they are now. And the team that was supposed to start spring training, Sal, this is not the same exact team. There's been a lot of modifications to this team. They're also trying to piece it together with a 38-year-old first baseman.
I get that.
I understood. They make a move for a third baseman because what they had wasn't good enough. You know, I mean, I think that when you look now, if they lose early in the playoffs, it's a different evaluation. But I look at the Yankees as being more resilient than less than.
If we evaluate the regular season, do you think the Yankees have had an overachieving regular season or they've underachieved?
I think it's probably in between. I'm not going to say that they overachieved. That's ridiculous.
Right, me neither. I would think that they underachieved. Now, again, there's different evaluations. Evaluating them in the regular season is different from the postseason, which are two separate things. I'm just saying that in my mind, I always felt like they're going to win the division, or at the very least, contend to win the division. That was their goal. I never once said, well, they don't have Gerrit Cole, they can't win the division. They still should be better than Toronto. So the fact that they've played like the way that they've played consistently, I know they got better in the last, 14 games, whatever it was, playing the good teams and winning a bunch of series, still not good enough to where the Blue Jays are now pulling away with 12 games to go. And the fact that in total, at the end of it, that the Yankees aren't winning the AL East, that could lead to a quicker out than what we saw a year ago.
But I agree with that, but that's a different discussion. So we could bridge that now. So whether the Yankees did what they were supposed to do or what somebody, and by the way, I didn't think they were going to win the division necessarily, right. So I'm not incredibly surprised by this, but now that's missing the mark of the urgency of making sure that you don't start this series up in Fenway or out in Houston. Like now the Yankee, you can't lose to the Twins here. You can't not be the top wild card. And this is a different road and it's a tough road, but the Yankees to me now have, They have a chance to win series. It's going to be tougher because you've got to play an extra series. But Listen, and we're going to get some answers here, Sal. We're going to get some answers on, is Fried truly a New York ace? Can Rodon get it done? What do you get from Hill? Is Schlitter the real deal? Is Judge going to wake up and hit in October? I don't have the answer to these questions right now. I don't. But I do know, and I think most people would probably agree, if the Yankees start up in Fenway and you're facing Crochet game one, I mean, even in the Bronx, Garrett, Crochet game one, it makes it tougher because think about the Yankees' optimal lineup. It includes Ben Rice. It includes Trent Grisham. It includes Ryan McMahon from a defensive perspective. And if you have to face Crochet a couple of times here, Yanks gonna have problems.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a bad spot. And again, they put themselves in the spot. Now, who knows? I mean, maybe they could go out there and beat Crochet. Garrett Cole. Aaron Judge has gotten over his issues with Garrett Crochet to where he could take him deep. And maybe the Yankees righty bats can take advantage of it. Stanton, I know he's been in a cooler here. That's what he does. But maybe he gets streaky in a three-game series and goes out there and beats the Red Sox. Before we get into those specific matchups, I do think, though, overall, when you evaluate this team and look at it, they were built to be better than what they were. Now, I don't know if you want to say, think about it. A lot of people, you included, said they were going to be better than what they were a year ago. Can you definitively say that now, that they were better than what they were a year ago?
I can't definitively not say that. I can't say either. I've got to see how they play in October. Well, I don't even know who the starting shortstop is now.
Regular season I'm talking about, because October is a totally different evaluation for everybody. In the regular season, do you think the Yankees are better this year than they were a year ago?
Probably not.
Right, me too.
Probably not.
And that's why I'm saying this is a disappointment. I don't get why we're like laying off the gas as far as the Yankees not being good enough to win the division. It's been a disappointing regular season. It doesn't mean that their season is over. It doesn't mean that they suck. It means that they got beat by a team who they should be better than in Toronto. And a lot has gone wrong for the Yankees. Now, you give them credit by saying in a year where a lot has gone wrong for them, they're still able to be a top wild card team, or at the very least a wild card team. But dude, the division was there for the taking, and the Yankees just never went out and got it. And ultimately, it is going to be worse than what it was a year ago, and wasn't the idea.
Yeah, but I don't disagree with that. I mean, that's why if you think about the conversations we've had this year, how many times have I said I think the Yankees are going to win the World Series?
Right.
You haven't heard me say that once.
Right.
I have not said that once. So this is I guess, to me, context matters with everything, right? I just got to point out, Garrett Cole, gone. Luis Gil, 80% of the season.
I know, but every team's got excuses.
No, but not every team loses an ace and then maybe their second or third best pitcher and is still going to be a playoff team fairly easily.
Right. Well, okay, but then you give them credit for making the playoffs but not winning the division.
Well, I think that you have to.
Yeah. I mean, again, you could go around the league and talk about, you know, the Rangers won a World Series without all their best pitchers, or DeGrom was hurt or whatever. I hate to bring the Mets into the conversation again, but they were without Kodai Sega, Sean Manaea for an extended part of the year. Like, that's how they were built on those guys. So if we're not making excuses for them, and I'm not, I don't make excuses. Whoever's there, you got to go out there and play. And even with those injuries, like the Yankees, Max Fried wasn't here a year ago. Bellinger was supposed to replace Juan Soto. Dominguez up. Like, if you go individually, it's even worse. Dominguez disappointment, Wells disappointment, Volpe total bust, Goldschmidt not what we thought that he was going to be. Now, some guys have hit more, of course, meaning Jazz had a terrific season, and Bellinger has been, I think, kind of what we expected. Bellinger has been. Yeah, Ben Rice has come out of nowhere, and he's turned into an impact offensive player. So there are some hits. There are a lot of misses, too. I just think overall, BT, when you have to evaluate, in my mind, the baseball season in two separate ways, the regular season and then the postseason, mm-hmm. because that's a different animal. I'm not saying anything definitive about what the Yankees can or cannot do come playoff time. Regular season, the fact that they're going to be likely now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A wild card team, after the loss last night, combined with the Blue Jays win, five back, don't have the tiebreaker, 12 games to go. It seems like the division is over. To me, that is a disappointing regular season.
But it's only a disappointment if you think that they were going to win the division. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's only a disappointment if you think they were going to win the division.
Right, but they were not built to win a wild card.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been a great season.
Right.
I don't think any Yankee fan thinks it's been a great season.
But that's kind of my point.
Right, okay. I don't necessarily disagree with that part. So
it just doesn't seem like you care about the division or not. And if you don't, that's fine.
The game's changed, dude.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. The game's changed. Latching on to divisional supremacy, it's a waste of time. You play the games, and then, look, dude, how many times have we looked at teams and said, this team is locked and loaded, and they get bounced? So it's just changed to the point where that's now part of my evaluation process.
Right.
I've never once looked at this team and said, they're going to win a World Series.
Right.
I never once looked at this team and said, wow, they are loaded. I never once looked at this team and said, you know, they don't have any chance to do anything. It's really always been kind of in between. And I think that that's the best analysis. I think it's the most accurate analysis.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Neil is calling from the Bronx. What's up, Neil?
What's up, gentlemen? Good morning.
Neil.
Good morning. The problem with the Yankees is the bullpen. Rodon's last two starts gave the Yankees six innings of two-run baseball. These are games they need to win if the bullpen could keep the damn score where it is, where the starter leaves it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Neil, I don't know what's going on with Luke Weaver. I don't know how you trust him. It's a problem. I mean, the bullpen, to me, is a problem, which is part of the reason why they're not going to win the division. I mean, there's just issues with this team. Who do you trust? Let me ask you this. When the game is in the balance, there's probably two guys that you really trust right now. Bednar is one of them. I guess you have to trust Weaver, but it's not full throttle.
I can't.
No. I'm saying not full throttle.
Yeah.
And Cruz is a guy that at least I think is going to go out there and go out there with guts. But if his splitter's bouncing, listen, the Yankees bullpen is a problem.
I don't honestly trust Williams second more than
Devin Williams.
Weaver's he's getting lit.
Yeah, he does not look the same at all. No, I agree. He doesn't look the same, but he doesn't look good at all.
He's almost Helsley bad right now. That's how bad it's been for him. I'm not saying I wouldn't trust him more than I would Helsley, but that's how bad Weaver's been over his last, I don't know, 12 appeals, whatever it may be. He's been getting roughed up.
Yeah, he's been rough.
That's a big issue. It's not also, they got shut out last night, so it's not just that. There's inconsistencies with the Yankees as well. Nick is calling from St. Augustine, Florida. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, the Yankees are a total disappointment this year, and when you went into the season without Cole, knowing you didn't have Cole, you still thought you had an ace in Reed, you think BT a lot of times say that even Rodon is almost an ace. You say you might not trust him sometimes, but he's an ace. So you had two aces.
I never said Rodon's an ace.
Okay. You say that he's almost an ace and that
I said he's had a good
season,
year.
He gives you great stats. You said that perfect number two, if anything, probably a number one on a lot of teams. I've heard you say that once before at least. And you went out and got Bellinger. Everyone thought that Dominguez was going to be the Martian, hit 30 home runs. Everyone thought Bellinger. He's played great. But you also got an extra 30 home runs you weren't expecting from Grissom. So I don't know. You got everyone thought Goldschmidt was going to hit at least 15 home runs and bat 280 and play a great defense, which we have not seen great defense from him.
No.
So you got a lot of things that the Yankees were going into this season, even though they didn't have Cole. Everyone thought they were going to be very good. And when the season first started, they were rocking. Everyone thought, oh, yeah, we're going to run away with this thing. So to sit here now and say it's not a disappointment, I think you're just being false and trying to protect the Yankees.
Let me ask you a question. When have I been soft and protected the Yankees?
I hung up on him. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
When have I done that? Like, I don't think I'm that guy. I really don't. I don't think anybody's been harder on Cashman than me. I think I try to evaluate them. You know, baseball's not like football. I mean, the visceral reactions for football are one thing. And the visceral reactions for baseball are going to pop up because we love the Yanks and we love the Mets and we love baseball. But I think that I've been soft on the Yankees, I think, is one of the most asinine statements I've ever heard. I don't think that that's the case at all.
I don't know if I would say soft on it. I'm a little surprised that you're not as disappointed. Just because you didn't expect it, okay, fair enough. I didn't expect the Mets to win the division, and I'm extremely disappointed that they didn't win that division. Like, you got to win the division. To me, that... let me rephrase that. You don't have to win the division. You should win the division. With that payroll in this town, go win a damn division. Now, the Yankees have done it more often than not, which is why you give them a little bit of a pass. But to me, their path would have been far, far easier the way that it was a year ago had they won the division. I still believe they're better than Toronto, so that's why I think it's a disappointing regular season. In total, what does it mean? Nothing. Sadly, no matter what, this year... has proved, if many years before have proved it as well, but this year definitively has proved the regular season means absolutely nothing to both the Mets and the Yankees. Both teams have been god-awful at times. Both teams have looked great at times. Both teams have missed out on the division. If both teams get to the postseason, we know the Yankees will be there. Will the Mets follow it up? It absolutely means nothing. The regular season, outside of just making sure you find a way in, means nothing. That, to me, is sad, but it is a disappointing regular season. And you could say, well, Sal, it doesn't mean anything. You're right. It doesn't mean anything. But it does mean to me that it's disappointing and that they made their path a little more difficult.
Yeah, but to me, Sal, it's just a continuation of the disappointment that's been there forever. So I don't think that you could be disappointed if you don't expect something. How are you going to be disappointed?
Well, I did expect the Yankees to win the division.
But I didn't.
Yeah. All right. But did you expect the Mets to win the division?
No.
So you're not disappointed by the way that they've played tonight?
Well, first of all, I mean, the way they're barely hanging on. It's not apples to apples. Yeah. I mean, the way the Mets have played versus the way the Yankees have played, it's not even close.
Well, what's the difference? If they get in, they get in.
But the brand of ball matters. The style of ball, the level of success matters. Whether it's 12 games or 5 games is fairly immaterial to me. It's not just that they didn't win the division. It's that they couldn't win a game.
They had a bad losing streak, sure. But aside from that, no. If you get in, you get in. Like, that's the theory. It's not, well, you got in, but.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. Not when you got the highest payroll. Not when you have a top 3 payroll.
Again,
no.
You're talking about payroll, dude. The Blue Jays don't have
It's all connected.
Do the Blue Jays have a higher payroll than the Yankees?
No.
So then why do the Yankees lose the division?
Because the Toronto Blue Jays are better, which is what I've said most of the year.
Well, the Phillies are arguably the best team in baseball.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, what? So, the Phillies can't. The Phillies can be better than the Mets, even with a lesser payroll, but the Blue Jays can't be better than the Yankees? Like, I don't understand. Like, there's two... That's my issue. There's inconsistencies with your philosophy in this particular case. You should hold the teams to equal standards. Like, the Yankees didn't win the division.
Well, hold on. The standard that's being held to is very simple. I did not think that the Mets would win the division. Right. They didn't. I did not think the Yankees would win the division. They didn't.
But you criticize the Mets for not winning the division.
I crushed the Yankees this year. Are you crazy?
No, I'm talking about specific to the division. Like, as long as they get in, then what's the difference? I'm fine with that if that's your philosophy. If it doesn't matter about the division, with the Yankees or the Mets, just get in the playoffs. That's fine. That's a thought process. To me, I'd rather win the division, have the easier path.
Now, I'd rather win it too.
Right. Okay.
And they didn't. And I never thought that they would.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.